Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
going to
come.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
How Jesus rose to fame.
Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus' existence back to the creation of the world and before. That's John 1 and 1 through 5. Despite his royal ancestry and despite his heavenly preexistence as eternal Word and Son of God, Jesus was of humble origin, humanly speaking, and was viewed as such by the people of his day. When he taught in Nazareth, the town people asked, "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Jesse, and Judah and Simon?" Jesus was a boy of 12 years, and then a man of 30 began his ministry. And we're going to go now on into the history. We're going to try to go into the history and just give you an idea of where we started and where we're going to end. And so we know that you simply cannot disentangle Jesus from miracles. We find out that scholars in the last century tried very hard to discover a non-miraculous Jesus. They utterly failed. Every single stand or material in the gospel shows Jesus as someone who was different in his power from other people. Through him, God acted in a way impossible to understand. If we think of him simply as a good man, the miracles began at his birth without a human father. They continue in his ministry. Miracles of healing, hallelujah, and of exorcism. Nature miracles, such as his feeding of the multitude, or his walking on the sea in a storm, and supremely his rising Lazarus from the dead, the widow of Nain's son, Jairus' daughter, last of all, come to the greatest of miracles, his own resurrection from the grave, not just a further span of life, but a new quality of life over which death has no power. This is the only Jesus from whom there is any shred of evidence. A remarkable being existing, unheard of powers. He exhibited miraculous powers, and not once or twice, but continually. Let us notice at the very first glance his miraculous conception. It was a thing unheard of before, and unparalleled since, that a virgin should conceive and bear a son. The first promise concerned the seed of the woman, not the offspring of the man. Hallelujah. Since a venturesome woman led the way in the sin that resulted in paradise lost, she and she alone ushered in the regainer of paradise. His mother had been described simply as the virgin. Not a prince or a prophetess, not a woman of influence. True, the blood of kings ran in her veins, and her mind was not weak or untaught, for she could sweetly sing a song of praise. Yet how humble her position, how poor the man to whom she was engaged, and how miserable the accommodation provided for the newborn king. Emmanuel, God with us. In our nature, in our sorrow, in our daily work, in our punishment, in our death, and now with us, or rather, we with him in resurrection, ascension, triumphant, and second advent splendor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. This thought of God fixing his tent of flesh and living among us is a stupendous one. It is almost inconceivable. It staggers the imagination. Yet is that precisely what happened with the incarnation. The miracle and the marvel of Emmanuel, God with us. It defies description. The hands of God that had tumbled solar system into space became the small, chubby hands of an infant. became the infant feet of a baby. Jesus was the heart of God wrapped in human flesh. Hallelujah. He was God in the garb of humanity. He was God walking the earth in sandals. From that feeding, though, to the cattle shed of lowly Bethlehem, the cry from the infant's throat broke through the silence of centuries. For the first time on planet Earth, they heard the voice of God from human vocal cords. Emmanuel, speak to us of the mighty miracle and marvel of God's becoming man and dwelling with us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that Jesus, this monarch that was so special and just so marvelous in his ways and his acts, I tell you, it's just not a Webster dictionary that can sum up Jesus, whom had rose to fame, hallelujah, in his ministry, in his preaching and teaching the divine word of God, the gospel truth. Hallelujah, that he has just left here for us to partake of. And we know that in Jesus' day, there was no CNN. They didn't have an Oprah show. There was no Dr. Phil show. Neither were there today's program. No newspapers, no telegraphs, no telephones, no internets, no information superhighways. In fact, no highways at all. There were Roman roads, but they were paved with rough stones. There were camels and donkeys and horses, carts without radio ties. They were about the best that you could expect from getting around. So words moved slowly in the first century of Palestine. But somehow the word of Jesus and his disciples spread like the perennial wildfire. From the obscure village of Nazareth, out of the way, backwater, word of Jesus and his disciples made the rounds of the Galileans' countryside. In almost no time, Jesus' fame swept the country and threatened the powerful word of mouth. That was all it took. And eventually the word changed the world. And what filled the word of mouth for 3 years, Jesus and the 12 have been traveling, teaching, and healing, and working wonders in John. Jesus set a new standard, hallelujah, for our wedding guests when he performed his first miracle, turning the water into wine at a wedding feast. Others claim he calmed the storm that came up on the Sea of Galilee and even walked across the water. He had cured crippled lepers and the blind. As news of Jesus' miracles, as healing, hallelujah, working power, spreading his fame around Judah, drawing crowds gathered to see and hear him wherever he went. Hallelujah. We don't have a TV rating, neither do we have a national poll to keep track of his popularity. But he was attracting a rock concert-sized audience, large enough, hallelujah, to annoy the Jewish authorities. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, bless your holy name. And we know that in Jesus' time, there was none that had made the claim that Jesus made. Hallelujah. Jesus follows. Made that he had the ability to raise the dead. And he had done so on 3 occasions with witnesses. When the daughter of a local religious leader was thought to be dead, Jesus spoke to her saying, "Talitha, come," that's in Aramaic, "for a little girl, get up." She rose and Jesus said she wasn't dead, just sleeping. Even though others had examined her and said she was dead. In other resurrection, Jesus restored a widow's son to life. And the Jews of his time would have made the connection, hallelujah, to similar miracles performed by the Hebrew prophet Elijah and Elijah. And when Jesus raised Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days, he made it clear that he was more than just a wandering, wonderful worker. He told Lazarus' sister Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. Everyone who believes in me will never die. That scripture reading is coming out of love, John 11:24-26. Jesus' growing renown was making some Jewish leaders a little uncomfortable. After Jesus raised Lazarus, one Pharisee told another, you see, you can't do nothing. Look, the whole world is gone after him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that Jesus performed more than 35 miracles in the gospel. Hallelujah. We'll just name some of the miraculous miracles that he had performed when he walked here on the earth. We find out that he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He fed a crowd of 5,000 who had come to see Jesus heal the sick. All right, there was a leper he cleansed. Peter, feverish mother-in-law, she was healed. Many possessed people had been healed one evening. Hallelujah. An interesting footnote to this act of healing is that the demons that Jesus cast out, they recognized that he is the Messiah and tried to address Jesus. But Jesus wasn't having it because he was not even listening. And we know that Jesus, he calmed a stormy sea of Galilee. Then he went on to, hallelujah, to cast out demons in a herd of pigs. Jesus transformed demonic spirits from people into a herd of pigs, unclean animals. Then they drowned themselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. Matthew recounts that there are 2 demonics in Mark and Luke. There's a single possessed man named Legion. A paralytic man is healed. The daughter of Jairus, a religious leader, is raised. This is Jesus' first recorded resurrection. A woman who had hemorrhage for 12 long years, she's healed. This woman simply touched the hem of Jesus' garment without him even knowing it. And she was healed because of her faith. Hallelujah! Jesus went on to a man that had withered hands, and he was healed. Jesus healed this man's hands on the Sabbath, antagonizing some of the Pharisees. When they confronted him, Jesus asked them, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath day, to save life or to destroy it? We find out that Jesus walking on the water on the Sea of Galilee. If a leper boy had been healed, then a blind man had been healed. A Roman centurion slave had been healed. A Gentile woman's daughter had been healed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Feeding the 4,000 in his second account of feeding large number of people, Jesus takes 7 loaves and a few small fishes to feed 4,000 people. Jesus also, hallelujah, cursed a fig tree and it withers. On another account, a demon-possessed mute is healed. Then we find out a crippled woman is healed. A man with dropsy is healed. 10 lepers are cured. 1 of the 10 lepers, only one, a Samaritan, shows gratitude. Then, hallelujah, Jesus go on to restore the severed man's ear. While the other gospel reports that a man's ear was severed by one of the disciples at the time of Jesus' arrest, only Luke reports that Jesus restored the man's ear. All right, we go right on back to Jesus in the Canaan land, turning the water into wine. Hallelujah, Jesus. A royal official's son is carried. Then an infirm man is healed at Bethsaida. Hallelujah. A man born blind is cured. In this case, Jesus, he spat upon the ground, made mud from his saliva, and applied it to the man's eye. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to the raising of Lazarus. Lazarus was a follower of Jesus. He was raised 4 days after he died. Hallelujah. Then Jesus went on to catch a second fish. This after his resurrection, Jesus appeared with some of his disciples, helped them bring in a great catch of fish after they had caught nothing all night long. Hallelujah. So we know that the list goes on and on of Jesus' miraculous works that makes him just famous beyond words. What a track record. What a track record of our Savior. A track record of all time. No one can top him. There is none like him. No, not none. Hallelujah. So this is what makes Jesus so famous. Because the mighty acts and marvelous works of his hands. Hallelujah. And the power that came from his mouth. When God spoke, the wind obeyed. Who is he that can speak to the wind? And even the wind obey him. He spoke peace unto the wind. The Bible says the wind behaved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like mine, a God like yours, a God like ours? Hallelujah. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of God. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station on tonight has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program on tonight has been the Old Ship of Zion. You are welcome to send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1500, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways once again, you are most certainly encouraged, saints of God and friends of you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, kinship family, colleagues, and just all of you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. He is people friendly. We're going to change the dynamic of this program. We're going to now bring you hymns of Zion, hallelujah, to lift your spirit and to encourage your heart. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you. see some hands with some people who know that your faith has gone to work. Anybody in here believe that that thing that was worrying you, it's not going to worry you anymore? You believe Isaiah 26:3 that he'll keep you in perfect peace? Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to call him again. And this time, we're going to call him out of gratitude. We're going to call him in an effort to say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Come on, lift your hands, open your mouth, and just say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. I want you to do something right quick.